I've got reporter Maria Muriel with me, and I gather you've been digging into a book, Maria, by a writer we've had on the show before, Edwige Danticat.
Yes. We love Edwige here at The World, and actually she currently resides in my hometown of Miami, and her latest book is called The Art of Death, Writing the Final Story.
Now, this is not a novel like her usual books, right?
Right. This is actually a nonfiction book, and it is a book about the art of writing. And more specifically, it's about writing about death.
Right. And that's a topic she's fairly familiar with.
Yeah, that's true. She wrote this book, this other book that's pretty popular called Brother, I'm Dying. And that's the story of her father and her uncle's death sort of happening on a parallel. And also, Edwige had family who unfortunately perished in the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. But we mostly talked about this book as a way of her dealing with her mother's death.
Okay, Maria, let's hear your conversation with Edwige Danticat.
Tell me about this book, Edwige. What drove you to take on this project?
Well, after my mom passed away in 2014, there was just nothing I felt compelled to write. And then friends started sending me poems and books about grief and mourning. So I started writing this book as a way of processing my grief, and also because I also had this feeling that I would not be able to write anything else until I had dealt with my grief. And one of the things that I think grief also can be so cultural in many ways. So for example, when my mother's mother died, she went to Haiti to the funeral, and she came back, and she wore black all the time, and then gradually wore lighter colors. There was a mourning period in which you wore black clothes. And I pretty much wear black all the time in my regular life, just as sort of part of my clothes choices. And so I didn't have many rituals in that way. And I was often shocked how quickly people wanted me to get back to my life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just felt also like a lack of rituals, and writing was very helpful in that, in sort of creating a ritual of my own.
There's something about earthquakes in The Art of Death. And I know that the Haiti earthquake, you went to Haiti after you heard, and you had some family who died in the earthquake. I wonder if there's like a larger metaphor for what an earthquake means when a person's life ends.
Well, in one of the books that I took with me to Haiti right after the earthquake when I went back was Haruki Murakami's After the Quake. Mm-hmm. And it's a series of short stories about what happens to people after they've gone through this experience. And one of the things that one of the characters says is that, you know, the earth has become liquid. And once the earth becomes liquid, sort of nothing is stable anymore. Like even if the ground under your feet are shifting, it's you don't have any other, you know, there are few anchors left. And I think that speaks to a lot about how people experience just death in general. The ground shifts under your feet. You know, your placing in the world, if it's a parent, feels different.
When you're talking about your mother and you were talking about, you know, the period before she died, she was recording tapes for you, for your family. Was there anything that surprised you sort of as you were crafting this book after her death?
I was surprised by how much she had accepted the fact that she was dying, because it was an ongoing question for me, because, you know, you get the diagnosis, the doctor tells you that you're terminal. Actually, the doctor told her very carefully, but told me more openly that she had maybe 3 months left. He didn't give her the numbers, but I wasn't sure how much of that she accepted. It was also complicated by the fact that she was a person of very strong faith, and the idea of possibly having a miracle was always, you know, part of our conversation. But the cassettes, you know, the words that she recorded, which I heard afterwards, indicated to me clearly that she knew that she would not be around for very long and wanted to have final words and wanted to certain things that she was holding in her heart heard.
Do you think that we try, like as a society, that we shy away from death?
I think some societies, that's why it's very cultural. I think, you know, in some cultures, death might be embraced. In others, it might be made fun of. But I think if we did constantly think about our mortality, we would not live. And at the same time, when you read the work of people who are dying, they're urging us to live as though we were dying, right? But many of us, in order to live peacefully, have to forget that we're dying. So, but what I've most learned is that death is about living, right? When we mourn people, we mourn the life that they have lived. Dying people, when they write or when they speak, like my mother, even in her cassettes, urge us to live.
Edvige Danticat, author of Claire of the Sea Light and Brother, I'm Dying. Her latest book out this week is The Art of Death, Writing the Final Story. She was speaking with the world's Maria Muriel.